Hey everyone, this is John Papagiorgio of Papa's Basement. A few weeks ago, my friend Sean Westfall, who owns an improv theater in D.C. by the name of Unified Scene, and I recorded a live episode of Papa's Basement in front of some of our friends and some random people titled WTF is Wrong With You? What the fuck is wrong with you? And the concept was we were going to solve the problems of people who approached us from the audience and, you know, wanted to figure out what the fuck is wrong with them. As it turns out, what was wrong with everyone is they are massive alcoholics. In my 20s, that would be a point of pride. In my 30s, I'm just genuinely concerned for my very hard-drinking friends. I hope you enjoy the end result that you hear. It was a great time. We're going to do a bunch of these here on out once a month over at Unified Scene Theater. I hope to see you live at the next one. I hope to see you slightly more sober, but you know what? If you got to show up drunk, it's cool. And yeah, let me know and let Sean know what you thought of it once you give it a listen. Have a good one. Hope you enjoy.
Do you want to give the overture? Do you want me to give the overture?
It's your theater, dude.
Welcome, first of all, to the Unified Scene Theater. Give yourselves a round of applause for supporting us. Thank you very much.
Yeah!
Listeners at home, we have a full capacity theater full of drunk people. Partying, raising hell. They're really excited to be here. So
one of them punched a hole in the
one
wall.
One of them punched a fucking hole in
it's
the
amazing.
Wall.
Amazing.
So, the name of this podcast is called What the Fuck is Wrong with You? And what grew from an idea that it's sort of a catchphrase. During all the podcasts that John and I have done, he would often say things, and my response would be like that sort of like paternal-esque, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So we decided to turn that...
The Jews on Mars, dude.
What the fuck is wrong with you? There we go.
There we go.
So we decided to turn that into a podcast, a premise whereby we obviously have problems. John is a locksmith by day.
Yeah.
Right? And
a drinker by night.
And a drinker by night. I have a master's degree in English literature. And I was married to a woman who was 17 years older than I am. So we have had our problems as well.
But you mastered in illicit passions, sir.
Oh, there's a whole fucking story there. But we're going to basically solve your problems because, you know, as we all know, anyone who goes into therapy or goes into the field of psychology is probably fucked up to begin with and just sort of uses that as a defense mechanism.
Out of the countless psychiatrists and psychologists I've had, not one was normal.
Right, they're all insane. So we're going to solve your problems. We are not licensed medical professionals.
I'm a licensed locksmith.
Licensed
speak for
locksmith.
Yourself.
We're not in any way licensed to do this, but we're going to do it ad hoc and informally. So we welcome you to come up and join. We have two mics on the side. You can take part in this podcast. By the way, the Unified Scene Theater is an improvisational comedy theater. Sort of privileges the art of making shit up. And
making it to women 17 years our elder.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. Where's your catchphrase, sir?
What the fuck is wrong
there
with
you? There we go.
But improv is about inclusivity, so we want to include our audience. This huge, packed... listen to them make some noise right here.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Yeah. So,
definitely.
So at any time during this broadcast, we're going to call on you to come up and tell us your problems, and we... we'll help you solve them. Have I explained that?
I think demand more than call.
Demand. Okay.
We'll just point and scream, you!
There's so many people. How are you
going
to
do
that?
Yeah.
It's insane. It's like, how are we going to get to all of you and solve your problem?
It'll be like that Ohio prom photo with all the kids waving goodbye in the school year.
I don't think it was Ohio. It was Wisconsin. So,
oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
they're much Nazier.
Exactly. Much Nazier. So, what do you want to start with?
Well, I want to start with the fact you ignored my every idea for the intro I desired. I thought we were going to put on sunglasses and come out to a funk track.
Uh-huh.
I have the music ready.
All right, well, I guess this is up to the audience. They want to see this?
Guys, you want to see
this?
Yeah,
all right, okay. So ignore the overture and the introduction you just heard. This is the... again, it's the what the fuck is wrong with you? So.
His name's Josh, but I can't tell. There's so many of them. Just lost. But I think it's him. Right. So this was the cut that I picked.
Okay.
It's a little known number. You're into indie stuff. I'm into indie stuff.
Yeah.
I want to preserve that aesthetic.
Okay. Yeah.
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 All right.
The Gap Band. You dropped a bomb on me. 1982.
Okay, Rain Man. All right. All right. We don't have to ask what the fuck is wrong with you, because
the
autism.
B-side was.
No one's going to look that up.
And he had sunglasses here, but right. You know what? We can ignore those.
All right, so that's...
I'll put mine on for 1 minute. Yeah. I'll look like that Rex Grossman picture. That made the rounds. The sexy Rexy.
Yeah.
There we go. There's my reference to the, what, 09 Redskins. And then we're done. It's just out of the way.
So why don't we talk about a problem that you're having, a problem that I'm having. We can try to solve each other's problems, then we'll let the audience participate. Yeah, well, yes, duh, redundant.
Liquid Cialis is like $40 via eBay, so that was easy. Right off the bat. Just Babe Ruth pointing at the wall. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So in 5 minutes or less, what's a problem that you're having?
Okay, so I have like a fake problem I was going
to
read.
Let's go with a real problem.
Okay, real problem. Yeah. I will give you a real problem to warm up the crowd.
Right.
So I am legitimately a locksmith. That was not a joke. And last Friday, I had, without a doubt, my most disturbing call ever. Nothing about this is bullshit, hand to God. You can tell someone's a psychopathic liar when they say that, but I'm the one exception. I got a call from a woman out in Middleburg. It's kind of rich horse country.
That's right. It's hoity-toity country out there.
She was very demanding. Like, I want X deadbolts and Y number of knobs in this assortment of colors.
Right.
I wrote everything down. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. She sends me back, like, I'm halfway to Middleburg, which is forever out into the countryside. I have to double back. Middleburg?
Middleburg, Virginia is like hunt country. It's like where all the horse culture of Virginia is.
I had another customer today in Middleburg named, I shit you not, Junkyard Jerry, who made his fortune in car
Again,
scrapping.
Virginia hunt country, right?
Yeah. So Junkyard Jerry, who was from Long Island and had the accent to prove it, was going on about how he acquired a taste for fox hunting later in life. So that's Middleburg. He was there for his horses, but liked killing foxes too. He's a Renaissance man. So Friday, after doubling back and forth down Route 50, it's a dead patch, no data, which makes it that much worse. I'm like a Somali cab driver at work. Like, I'm talking to anyone I can at all times on my phone while I'm driving. I finally get to the house, and I see a lot of different sites because I'm in maybe 10, 15 houses a week. I walk in, immediately identify this as like a huge hoarder house, which I can operate within the bounds of hoarder house. I get...
Wait. So I have to ask.
Sure.
Is it like one of those McMansions out in Middleburg?
Oh, no. This is like a one-level ranch rambler.
Okay, cool. All right.
So it's petite to begin with.
So what was this woman hoarding, or this person hoarding? I don't want to be... Yeah.
No, you know what? A tasteful amount of cats and dogs, John Ilhan, who I think is out in the audience somewhere. I'm not able to spy people. So
you and the homeowner hit it off with cats, right?
Yeah, I was like, look, this is going to be my inn, Joshua Burns.
For those of you who don't know, John adores cats. He loves
cats. I do like them, yeah. I'm an aficionado, is the technical term, lit major. So... I walk in, I see one cat, one dog. I'm like, I can work with this. I don't smell feces. I see one mannequin that's dressed up, only one. I'm like, this is good. You know, like the yellow pages are from the last 10 years. I can operate with this.
What were some of the objects?
A lot of clothing was stacked.
Yeah.
A lot of paperwork and bills were stacked. A lot of just boxed pet items.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if... I don't know. She looked like she was collecting goods the way they bag all the shirts after the Super Bowl. Like, you know, like, and then they ship them to Africa. It looked like she was collecting all those, like, somehow, like, a bunch of habit trails lost the Super Bowl.
Right.
And those were going to get shipped somewhere. She was collecting all that shit. So, so far, so good. Again, I can work with hoarders, man.
Right.
That's one tier of crazy. I get it. You like shit. You like to be ensconced. I get that. So... I start talking to her, and within two sentences, she explains that the locks are being changed because her neighbors have the keys, and she's feeling a little crazy today because they broke in, drugged her, and then sexually assaulted her.
What?
Yes!
What?
Yeah.
I don't want to. This took a turn. It didn't really happen, or is this happening?
Oh fuck no! I wouldn't trivialize that. She's batshit. She's a loon.
Okay.
And I wouldn't even mock that. She just got very into my life really quickly.
Like how?
I was calling the cops the next day. That's kind of the end of this story. I filed with Susquehanna Police Department. Fauquier Sheriffs. There we go. Who told me they have an extensive record through the years on this individual.
So what happened?
Long story short, she explains this happens to her routinely. They break in and steal everything from her because she has, quote, so much nice stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I was told there was a boarder in the house, a squatter, her words. And I'm like, Jesus, do you have a basement of some sort? Like, have you called the cops? She's like, no, he lives in the walls. Mm. So here's what happened. I talked her down from a very extensive job of replacing literally every lock in the house.
Right.
Because walking in, these were all brand spanking new locks. Like, there's some other schmuck a month ago that was called in for this.
Right.
I'm like, let's just do the deadbolts. We'll half the damage, you know, you'll be good. No one's going to bust in and hurt you just with the deadbolts. I did not, Josh Burns.
Also, you clearly don't get paid per lock.
I'm not. Great podcaster. So I talk her down. We get just that done. Mm-hmm. I leave. She calls 20 minutes later to explain as soon as I left, it happened again. So she wanted like a timestamp of when I left so she could tell the authorities about this. Here is my problem that happened. I brought this up with a couple other locksmiths who immediately were like, I would have simply not taken any money, like dialed 911, gotten the fuck out of Dodge immediately. Now, yeah, they make more money than me. Let's just put that out there. But my question to you is, am I like the gun shop owner who has a guy walking in saying he wants the guns just in case the ATF comes for him, as you know, with like Obama at the front of the tank, something like that. Like, and I'm like, cool, here you go. Bullets ahoy, sir. Or did I do the right thing? Because in my opinion, it's very hard to deal with someone and just immediately be like, look, you're batshit. I'm not going to give you the goods that you can legally purchase and have the money for.
Well, I'm a little confused. Is it illegal for her to purchase locks?
No, there's nothing illegal, but should I have simply walked away from the call rather than making a couple hundred bucks?
No, I mean, I don't think that you're providing her with, you know, anything that can, you know, do harm. You're just...
No.
Yeah.
She can only lock herself in.
And again, it's...
No, they're double-sided. She could... She can lock Jerry in too now. Oh no,
Jerry!
Oh Jerry.
No, I don't think you should have any guilt for this.
Okay, thank you. Because I was worried because she started calling from burner numbers to get a hold of me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I had to. She got blocked. She's in my phone as batshit hoarder lady. That number got blocked, and then I've had to add two other numbers because she has called from burner lines.
This is the thing that I... Where does she... If she's this mentally unstable, and yeah. I believe... I mean, I'm not, you know... I'm not casting aspersions on anyone who's mentally unstable. Where does she get the money to afford burner phone after burner phone after burner phone?
Well, that would be from all the cash that she kept in a little fanny pack on her waist.
Wow. Because
that's what I was paid out of. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. We need to articulate that, right? So, first, do no harm, right?
Yeah, do no harm, and you shouldn't sell to the crazy, I guess.
That's number
so
two.
So I did fuck things up. I answered my own question.
Cool. Well, and is there any audience member
want
to weigh
any
in?
Yeah, insight. Guys, if you want to walk up, please.
Legality or more moral or ethical.
Cross and grab a mic and speak into it. There we go. We have Matt.
Hello, Matt.
In.
I have a question. You said you ran this by a bunch of other locksmiths.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a social club? This is the one thing.
It's literally just me, and I have like two locksmith buddies that are both. Let's just say every conversation quickly turns into why Trump is great, and so I have to talk about keys for about 5 minutes. And then, like, it becomes Rush Limbaugh time, and I just kind of like, okay, shit, this is where this is going. And then we get back to, like, the deliciousness of shrimp tempura, and I'm like, I can join in with this again.
Right.
And then it becomes like, you know, Hillary Clinton's the devil, and I'm like, I will tap out for 3 minutes. And it's just this roller coaster of a conversation. So yeah, it's not like the cantina. It's not like Cheers for just locksmiths. Although there is a shop to kind of that effect called Blades in Northeast.
Called Blades.
Blades. It sounds like a gay club, but it's actually a locksmith shop, and it's just like the same guys that have worked there since I was a kid going to Blades. And yeah, it's this.
What kind of life have you lived?
It's a fucking weird life. I swear, I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, I don't like that I mix with normal society, because these guys do 9 to 5 and then they come here and they drink. And I've got some old lady blowing up my phone, and I'm talking about, like, Rush Limbaugh and Blades and, you know, schizophrenia. And I shouldn't be allowed in polite society.
Cool.
Thanks for nodding along.
Any other audience members want to interrogate?
Yeah, anyone else want to join?
All right.
What are you going by on air, my friend?
Right. Yeah, it makes more sense, because I don't want to think Baldino take this call.
I don't want to keep yelling at you. I don't want to keep yelling at you so that people can hear it.
Give me 1 second. A reward for your participation, a Christmas bread.
Wow.
Enjoy. I brought them.
Thank you, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Because that's not weird,
yeah,
right?
Take a Christmas bread. No, I straight up keistered those.
He got that after the Ghost of Christmas Future came and visited him.
Yeah, those are just, I used the little bread press from Boston Market. That's cornbread size.
So, okay, first question.
Yes.
When you walked into this appointment,
yeah,
we'll call it an appointment.
Yeah.
What was this woman wearing?
Okay, so she was wearing like a blackish kind of, I want to say like track pants kind of thing, and just like a mild tie-dye t-shirt. Nothing racy. Just a
nothing
basic
racy
tie-dye.
Okay.
I know. Not a sexy old hippie, right. Just okay. A regular old
all
hippie.
All right, all right. And she was a hippie.
Moderately. Moderately soiled.
So not a deep V, but more of a crew neck tie-dye.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Nothing sexy. Like, she would be the kind of older grandma at the Dead show before the Dead died.
And you helped her install less locks than she wanted.
I talked her down.
Right,
yeah,
right,
which
right.
is good, because she had the cash literally for what I did.
Right,
like,
okay.
I saw her pull every ounce of cash out of her fanny pack, and it stopped at the exact amount I needed.
I don't understand how people in mansions have fanny packs.
You know, it's a bold fashion statement.
No, I get it. It's coming
Middleburg
back.
Is weird, dude. Like, yeah, it attracts an incredible array. Yeah.
I mean, fanny packs, they're on their way. The pendulum is swinging back to popularity. That's they're right. on their way back.
That's right.
All right. Well, I thank you for your opinion. Or do you have more?
I have one more question. Okay. At any point in the encounter, did she make you install a lock on, like, a blank wall, like a drywall, to keep the wall guy in?
Oh, like
that's
maybe
a good question.
Like a door drawn in marker.
Yeah, or just, you know what? This is where he usually comes out.
Yeah.
Can you put a lock right here?
Like the door to Narnia.
Yeah.
Everything was basic. I did install her chains. Like, she had me chain several of the doors. I did put those on backwards just so, like, people in an emergency pinch could get into her.
Hippocratic oath.
Yeah,
you're fucked.
No, like,
first do no harm.
Yeah, I just wanted. I was like, look, no one wants in this crap hole, and if they do, there's just a moat of filth keeping them out. But someone might need to get into her. No, so yeah, her chains are installed, so you can literally just lift them with your index finger.
Cool.
And then
wow.
I showed them.
Well
to
done.
Her.
Well,
thank
I'm glad you. I'm glad you came out unscathed.
Well,
and I'm glad she's still texting you.
Yeah, I am glad that you joined us at the table of talk. And here is your bread.
Because that's not fucking weird at
thank
all.
Thank you.
I believe that thank one's you. Poppy seed.
I will eat this on Christmas Day.
Thank you. It will keep until then.
What Soviet era country did you grow up in that bread
again? You know what? You know what the reward for that question is?
Yeah,
a bread.
There you go.
Audience bread.
Boom.
There you go. Save it till the 25th.
You're not waiting in line.
That's true.
All right, so that was me unburdening myself. I feel better now. I feel like I didn't do a bad thing by taking the money from the lady who might.
Well, we solved your problem.
Yeah, so that's great. This was like church for an atheist.
It's very cool.
So, guys, we can. Does anyone want to come up?
Yeah, does
and share
have any problems that they want to share
other than what you're going through right now?
Yeah,
right now.
Anyone?
anyone leave an upper decker in the boss's toilet and Why? It backfired
horribly. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why? This was a great baseball card company and it was a great act.
What, Tops or Don Russ?
Upper Decker. But Upper Deck was the
cream of the crop.
Ooh, Upper Deck.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr., rookie.
Hello.
All right, so we have...
Call me Boz.
What are we calling you by? Josh
Boz.
Burns? Boz. All right, so Boz is up. Boz is the co-host of a local podcast as well, Big Brown and Burnsy Show.
Yes.
Everyone, a round of applause for that.
Do we even have a show?
You do. Thank you. Thank you. You know what I like to say, Sean?
What's that?
Polite applause is the best applause.
You're right.
Terribly underrated.
So you are a single adult male, correct?
I am. I am, despite the attempts of my friend on Friday. And the man in the wall.
What would it have taken for you to even consider?
Consider. Propositioning the woman of Friday?
You're in Middleburg or Middlesex or wherever. Where were you again?
I was in Middleburg.
Middleburg.
Yes.
Middlesex.
Yes.
Okay. You both have a connection with the cats.
That's true.
Obvious connection.
Okay.
Right. You've dated worse. Let's be honest.
Sure, you know. Yeah.
So
we have another problem to talk about when he's done.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, but he seems to be talking about your
she
problem.
She needs locks. You provide them.
Yeah.
She loves cats. You do
I provide
too.
Them.
She's in a really weird remote location. You uh-huh. live in Gainesville.
Okay.
There's a lot of connections here. There's a lot of similarities between you and this hoarder.
She was just that crazy, man. She was just that crazy. I know where you're going with this. You're wanting me to bring pleasure as well as locks. And no.
Why wouldn't you bring pleasure with the pain?
I'm not. I can't. She was just
Papa's basement.
She was just that off the rails, man.
We've heard about your mother.
Yeah.
This is more like a Bates Motel type of situation.
That's true. I felt like I was cheating on my mom with this lady. Like that. I was like, this isn't mother's
so
garbage.
I must ask. What the fuck is wrong with you that you wouldn't sleep with her? She needs companionship. She
I'm just
needs
ultimately
love.
Selfish. I think that's what we need to...
This is the perfect setup for a pornographic film. You, the locksmith, coming in, sweaty,
well,
installing the locks and the chains.
This
her
is the real life...
leading you.
This is the real life version of any porn film setup. Where, like, the actual Pizza Boy's disgusting.
This is a snuff film. Right here,
yes.
Waiting to happen.
Starring
I'm scared when you lock the door that we're not getting out of here alive.
Sean, anything to add?
Nothing.
No? That's it.
All right, here's your Christmas bread.
Thank you.
Boz.
Thank you.
Nice. You know when you open that bread? The 25th.
Dude, I'm part three, bro.
The 25th.
All,
all right, Sean.
Sir.
Any problems we can solve for you? Does anyone want to step up to the plate?
Yeah,
the
anyone
like, plate?
Is, yeah, we don't want to talk all the time. We want you guys to.
Yeah, he God, said.
Okay, if someone has a problem here. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, mystery woman who's clutching a 24-ounce steel reserve.
It's
I know what the problem is.
No.
Yeah, we know what your problem is. Step one. Step one is admitting
first,
you have a problem.
First, it's a 40 shorty. Yeah. So be cool.
But by the way, the fact that you clarified that means, yeah, step one, you have a fucking problem.
Which is ironic because I'm going to be talking about overindulgence.
Yes.
What?
Oh.
What?
I will take on more than I can chew for a lot of issues. Example,
right.
Just as a power move to my roommate, I got one of those Red Baron pizzas.
Uh-huh.
I got 3 for $10.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
I ate a whole fucking pizza because I didn't want to share it.
Wow.
I feel nauseous.
That?
I'm already kind of drunk and I'm drinking a 40.
So has this behavior manifested itself in the past in other relationships?
Like actively everything.
Everything you do.
Yes.
So you are this way at work? You want credit for all the stuff that goes on at work?
I had a meeting today.
Uh-huh.
And I just
You ate the whole fucking pizza.
And my thing is, example being, I have 6 small normal cans, and I'm drinking the 42 with it.
Right.
At work today, we were going over future endeavors and campaigns we're going to be doing, and I wasn't paying attention because I was looking at a bird outside because I thought it was pretty.
So you indulge
so is that a power move on the bird, or is it a power move on the...
It was like a very self-involved
move. Okay. But I guess like do you do this in relationships? Do you do this with your family? Was your family like highly competitive?
Oh, we're hyper competitive. The word. Like my dad actively he called me I was drinking at the bar across the street. Which, uh-huh. Again, I was already drunk before I got here, and I bought more alcohol. So. My dad will do this cute thing where he, ranks us as kids. All right, you're number one. And, what? It's a joke. But I also were like, haha, that's funny. But but really, though.
Oh, cool. So you need to... I'm trying to think of a way of saying this. You need to be the you compete a lot. You need to be... Do you feel... Well, I mean, competition can be a good thing, too.
It is.
One of the reasons that Jordan was a great basketball player, because he's one of the most pathologically competitive people to ever play
basketball. And he also is responsible for killing his dad.
That's a side problem. But he got to the point where he could... He got to the point where he could kill his dad... Yeah. By being a very highly competitive person. So
I think it's that. I think it's I feel like I'm over competitive, and then when I do my example being, I felt something happened at work that was great. It was my job, and I got it done, and I was pleased about it.
Right.
And I felt this is celebratory, but then it's also my goddamn job. It's I don't throw myself a party for wiping afterwards. You should be doing this. That's something you do. It's so it's kind of I will overindulge in things that do not need to be celebrated.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, once she started talking about eating an entire pizza, I was like, this woman doesn't have any problems. She's wasting everyone's time.
I'm surprised you look at her and go, do you like that?
Yeah, exactly. No, first of all, every other thing just kind of went back to an abundance of drinking. So as Sean said, there is a name for that competition with oneself. So I'm going to defer to Sean on this one.
But I will also, if someone's like, hey, I'm taking a break from drinking, I'm like, I am too. I'm 4 months in. Fuck you.
That's weird because I've never heard that part of this story before.
No one ever does because they don't ask.
Okay.
I just always assume I'm a little lushed. So,
So I know people in recovery, and people often just talk about recovery and alcoholism as being a disease of... more.
Awesomeness.
Besides that, but it's a disease of more what do they say? One drink isn't enough, one drink is too many, and 1,000 isn't enough.
Apply that to everything.
Yeah, right? that might be something in your head that synaptic.
This just gonna be a mental illness?
Well, no, it's just something that you might have to recognize and go I'm the person who wants more. I'm the person who needs more. I'm the person who needs it all.
How do I fix that?
Therapy. I think.
Yeah.
I think you need. Yeah.
Buddhism, maybe.
Yeah.
Time machine.
Well,
what would I do with a time machine? Go back in time and shake 5-year-old me and be like, "You're the best."
Yeah.
He meant go back.
Maybe. Do you practice yoga?
I practice yoga because my sister was a yoga instructor and I wanted to be better than her.
That's awesome.
You see my problem.
I do see your problem. I don't know. Well, let's open this up to the audience. Audience, what do you guys think?
Khadija, you look like you want to kill us all already. Yeah.
I do? Why am I being targeted?
I don't know. There's just a grim look in your eye.
No.
Trying to keep you
full. I'm the only black person in the room.
Yeah.
I'm opaque, I've been told.
I don't know what kind of advice you... What do you want?
How to relax. How to relax. How to not be competitive.
Do you orgasm on a regular basis?
Wait.
Not only does she orgasm, she has the best orgasms ever.
She's purchased the strongest vibrator.
I paid a lot of money for something that gives me a lot of pleasure. So
it's an outboard motor.
No, I'm not. No, I just sit on a washing machine. That's what I do.
Nice. Just puts a cinder block in it.
All the time.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Female ejaculation is a real thing.
It's a small crowd, but it's the best crowd.
Yes.
But it's a real thing. And that doesn't
though. I'm just competitive. Oh, that's true. No, a walk would probably be good. Better than eating a whole pizza.
Doesn't the competition trigger the anxiety?
It's not anxiety, more so as like, I know I can... That's the worst part. I have too much self-confidence.
We're recording a podcast.
Like, that's the worst part. Like, it's like, yeah, it's like, how are you doing? I'm like, okay, generally. So, like, what are you going to do about it? Which is terrible.
Do you feel that way about your orgasms?
I do.
Nice! Okay!
Isn't that the damnedest thing? Like, usually it's like a sexual thing. I'm fine.
You control it yourself.
Exactly.
You determine the time.
Always happy.
And the
we don't go to breakfast or work until we're done. So that's
all right.
Sorry.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Yeah. Can
I take it back to the pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What would have happened if, say, you only ate half the pizza and then your roommate ate the other half?
I feel like on the surface, I'd be okay. Like, I have a physical limit. I'm human. But part of me would have been like, you... Bitch, you could have fucking finished. It's a supreme. You're not a supreme eater. Fucking finish. Eat the pizza. Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't even hungry after the first half. I just kept eating it.
I'm maybe a little personal here. Did you grow up? Like, what was your was money tight when you?
My upbringing overall great. Like, I had a hell of a childhood. My parents were super supportive of all my interests and like.
She only looks like an Irish orphan.
For the most part. So it was just like a inner competitive. But here's what I think it is. Both my parents didn't grow up wealthy, and they got wealth.
You know, that's
so I think
that's
they
thing.
Really beat that like winner attitude into us because they're like, we worked hard. And here's what we got. So you got to work hard. And what do you mean you're fucking getting a BA? What does that mean?
You know, it's funny because I think that I share that same tendency because I grew up like half step out of the trailer park in southern Indiana, and I am like I'm the first person in my immediate family to graduate college
and have a flushing toilet
and have a flushing fucking toilet.
Yeah,
right?
My parents are the first to go to college, get a higher degree. Education.
Exactly, right.
So they were
it's the gateway to the middle class, right?
Yeah, exactly. They were the gateway. So I think it's like I was raised by people who did not have much, and they're like, we're going to fucking make you work because we had to work, and which has worked out fine.
Sure.
There was no even physical beatings or mental ones, so I can't even like nice. Have on that. They were like super supportive.
Cool. Well, I think maybe just sort of recognizing that tendency is like, you know, like say, you know, maybe going...
That's step one.
That's step one. You know, like, this is the way my mind operates. Because there are some people, as we all know, there are people in our own lives who operate that way and are oblivious to that or oblivious to their own behavior and how they come off in the world.
You so recognizing that it's not a triumph to eat the whole pizza. That's, like you said, that's step one.
Dude, we don't like losers.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't like losers.
Do you know what the worst part was? My roommate did ask for a slice and I gave her one.
But you licked it.
It was the fucking smallest one because I didn't want her to think that like my metaphorical dick on the table was like, you can't fuck that. You can't put that in your mouth. You get this weakling.
Little baby supreme.
I feel very nauseous now. So like, as a whole, and if I was to throw up, I pride myself knowing I've always done it straight into the toilet. So like,
obvious shit. Obvious shit. Yes,
he does. Now.
All right. So maybe acknowledging my competitiveness and just like trying to relax a bit. Like, you know what? Maybe my roommate can get two small slices of pizza. Mm.
Yeah. I just remember baby one time. Steps.
I have several pieces.
You have a dog? When they ask, just like give them the whole thing. Be like, here, I think you take a dog.
No, I don't.
If you need a puppy, you do, because it's going to take the focus away from you and focus on the baby or the dog. Mm. You start redirecting that to something else.
Okay, so putting like positive energy into something.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Pardon? Was it
was the supreme. Yeah. No, it was supreme. It was a pepperoni with some peppers and sausage.
That little boo boo, or what is that little fat baby that became a model? Little ba ba.
Honey boo boo.
Honey boo boo.
You might have a little honey baby boo boo ba ba.
I just assume that's whatever I produce. Like, it's gonna be boo booed right off the bat.
Her go juice is Steel Reserve.
Isn't even like good 40 to get. I got Steel Reserve.
It's not one of the fancy 40s.
I have a question. Sure. Back.
Hey.
Hey, the way back. Please point to me. I'm in the back.
I acknowledge you.
So, say your roommate asked for you to give her a slice, and you said no, and then she still. thrown up on the slides? Would you have slashed her?
Hands would have been thrown, but like more so me just like gnawing at her hand, much like a garbage pail kid. So.
What if you took a hand and put it in your mouth?
Just the hand just slowly sucked on my roommate's hands. And then made it.
Wait, we have to
establish
the scene. Who's in the room? Who's in the room right now?
It's me and my roommate.
I know you want to be here.
Who's the last speaker? Who's the last
speaker? All right, Hannah. I feel you're completely healed now.
Give us some bread.
Here's your Christmas bread.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, but you got to share that.
Thank you very much. You actually have to share that. Yeah, have to share that slice of bread. give Hannah a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you.
Very much. We got time for. Does anyone else have any problems? And come on up.
All right.
Another still reserve.
All right.
So I have this friend who eats the entire goddamn pizza.
And that's our show.
No, so I have three older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And one of them has opinions on vaccination.
Okay. Oh, I think we know where this is going.
She's really pro-science and in favor of the vaccination.
She
sure.
is.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
She's super pro-science. She doesn't have like a mommy blog anything like that.
Right.
She hasn't actively discouraged anyone in the family from vaccinating their kids. Yeah. Nothing like that.
Right.
Okay. Only she has done all of that. And
except for...
He turned it around on us. He turned it around on us.
Wordplay.
She hasn't been invited to some holiday meetings over the past 3 years.
Right.
Like Vaccination Day?
not at all.
All right.
But we want to start inviting her again, not this Christmas, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Too close.
Yeah.
Right.
But what I want to know is, how do we bring her to these events without hating her?
Oh boy!
Bring her to the events without hating her. You mean like, so? In just to get some context, in the past, mm-hmm. has she showed up and you have all actively hated her, like looked at her sternly or frozen her out or what?
More not like when she arrived, but after she did something. So like, good example. She came to a funeral recently.
Oh no! Was it for an unvaccinated kid? Because that's sad.
And her husband's a Calvinist, which I didn't know was still around.
Wow.
And she's a Hobbesist.
It suddenly became 17th century.
Her husband's a what?
Calvinist.
No, this is 21st century America.
Holy shit.
What?
It's kind of the same thing, right?
Kind of.
She has very specific views, and the guy had committed suicide, unfortunately.
But, okay.
Whoa.
The husband was going around, was like, hey, I mean, you know he's going to hell, right?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with him?
This was the last family occasion she was invited to.
Yeah.
Right.
As you can guess why.
And
she has two autistic children.
So, I guess my point is, you know, and this is something that she has two autistic children.
Autistic as fuck.
And again,
that was the initial name of this podcast.
Autistic as fuck.
I specifically looked them in the eye to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, I know a number of people who have similar situations where they blame the autism, of course, on vaccines when they were younger. That's against a common trope. Right.
Mercury.
Right, right. Yeah. So, well, I guess my point is, how bad do you want this woman? Because, I'll be honest. I am really fucking good at compartmentalizing and even family members that I do not speak to because I don't want that pain and that bullshit in my life. And I just have written them off. I ignore every overture. I don't. So how bad do you want this person in your life? How bad is the family collectively?
So, I don't know if you're familiar with Catholicism, but we all have a very strict internalized Catholic guilt over
right.
Over Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday coming up here, and we all feel guilty because she's not there. Not because it's wrong, but because we're Catholic.
Right.
And I would say all the motivation is based on guilt.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, here's something. If you ahead of time said, like, look, can we just keep the talk to, like, how delicious eggnog is? Santa's beard's looking good this year. Like, would she be down with that? Or would she see that as, like, you are stifling the truth? and your cats will be autistic for it.
I think realistically, if she was able to tone it down, like the next week we'd read like a new post in her mommy blog about how her family was mistreating her.
Wow. Really? So far, no one's approached her. No one's had this conversation.
Oh, no. This was like the funeral was about 3.5 years ago, and she just mysteriously hasn't been invited since.
I see. But no, my point is no one has had a conversation with her
None
and said, the reason we are freezing you out is because of the behavior.
Because you're garbage, yeah.
Yeah, because you're garbage. Well, good. here's another question. Has she made any overtures as to why this has happened? Has she emailed? Is there back channel communications going on?
Why you guys are all pro the poisoning of children?
Yes, that's exactly. Right.
Not in those exact
words. Thank you for laughing. Thank him for laughing. All right.
Because it's funny the way you worded it. Because she did word it slightly differently, but she has made that question available to my other two sisters and myself.
So I'm a pragmatist. I grew up in a house, this might shock you, growing up in a Greek house, but there was a spot of fighting or two.
What?
Between my parents. And I grew up really trying to be like a peacemaker. So I personally would be like, look, we all miss you. Can we agree that maybe, yeah, you know, on some level, okay, we feel guilty you're not here. Can you at least just like, we'll debate if Die Hard's a Christmas movie. You know, we can
debate.
Yeah,
just to settle that one.
Way to open up that fucking can of worms.
You're right. Fuck the autism kid shit. This is the real debate.
This is the real fucking thing, right?
Shit just got heated.
Exactly.
So, you know, can you just come and like talk about again, like pumpkin pie, relative deliciousness, etc.? Can that just be what we do for 6 hours? Like, would she be like, cool? You know what?
I don't think she would, but it is worth a try.
Yeah,
that's all I've got. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's you be honest. That you need to be honest with the people in your
life.
Says the guy who has not spoken to family members.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
That's way too hard.
I know. It is.
Well, what makes it really weird is your mother's Helen Mirren.
I know.
Like, she seems like a beautiful woman.
Super hot woman. Right?
I know. Great cans on your mom, dude.
Exactly.
What I really like is that you said be honest and not be like tactfully honest.
Yeah.
So just it opens the gateway for me to say, look, we don't want you here. Because you're shit.
Right.
And because your opinions are shit.
You could just email her a bunch of memes that are just pictures of healthy, vaccinated children. And then just write at the bottom, but at what cost? You know, just win her over.
What cost is this healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. They've made it to past five.
Right.
Yeah. Just, you know, disgusting, ..
Right.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe she just doesn't like children living.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's...
I don't have better kids, I understand.
She can do like a middle ages themed Christmas where you're just throwing your waste out the windows and yeah, someone's in a plague mask and that's how it rolls.
Is that your view of the middle ages? Is that how that operates?
Pretty much like a shit bucket and dead babies.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. All right.
Armor.
Not far.
So, well, I mean, let's maybe... Do you mind if we ask the audience?
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any steps that this... Of course.
Oh. All right, Steel Reserve.
By the way, give a hand to Matt, who's being our go-between here.
Fuck it,
hey,
Matt.
Thank
you're,
you, Matt.
You're yeah. conscripted for life into this show. Right. You know that? I'm sorry, Melissa. I'm sorry.
Does your sister know how much cheaper baby coffins are?
Yeah.
I mean, they're 8 and 6 respectively, so I don't think that's crossed your mind.
That's
good
to a box.
So, like, do they have the same box that they have at Lowe's with, like, the leftover?
Just get three
like,
of
the
them.
Slack yeah. crate that still
exactly.
says Lowe's on it?
Yeah.
On the bottom, made in
also,
China?
Let's build something together.
Also, like, especially with the autism spectrum we got here, I do appreciate how a lot of people who are against, like, anti-vax have children later, and if you... You have children past the age of 36, you are just more likely to have an autistic child.
Yep.
My mom had me at 57. What the fuck are you saying?
I've got bad news for you.
You are on the spectrum.
The vaccines gave you autism.
If you were conceived and made at 57 by your mom, that's like a little like Gollum clay baby.
I was going to say, on the bright side, you know you were wanted.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I was busy counting the tiles on the wall.
Descending order of size.
Yeah.
I don't have any toothpicks, but how many are there?
18. All right,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
okay,
no, yeah.
Okay.
Your sister's right. You're a horrible person.
I never said she was a liar.
I have a question for
you. Matt has a question.
All right. What would make you feel worse? Mm-hmm. Having to spend an entire holiday with her, uh-huh. choking down everything you think she's wrong about in order to make it civil, or just feeling guilty for not having her?
That's a good question.
I'm going to go with choking down my thoughts.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I'm a very expressive person.
Sure.
I have a problem where I blurt out exactly what's on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Panic and a test. And at some point, the little filter I can train myself to have will disappear, and I will say she's killing her children.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And perhaps she has the same thing, too.
Autism?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. My advice would be, like, 3.5 years ago, you should have just been like, yo, that was fucked up. You guys can't come around here no more.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met a Catholic before.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, me too. I'm sorry for your loss.
I think you need to just run a huge distraction this Christmas and just take a red marker and draw two dots on your palms and walk out and say, what's happening? And it'll all be good. Yeah.
Cool. Have we solved your problem?
More or less. You just basically convinced me that, no, I don't need to talk to
you.
No,
okay. You don't need to talk to
you. So the answer is stigmata.
Yes.
Stigmata.
When in doubt, be Jesus, literally. Be very literally Jesus. Get a nail gun. Yeah, really commit to it.
Grow out the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while you're at
go Middle Eastern. I don't know how I'm going to do that unoffensively.
we're already
as a borderline translucent white man.
Yes.
We're not trying to protect anybody's sensibilities here.
That's right.
There's no amount of motor oil that will make this brown.
I don't know. How much have you drunk before? Okay.
The problem is not, you have to inject it. Inject it to get brown.
I'm going to call that on.
Inject the jaundice?
Inject. He's
advising to inject motor oil.
He's advising suicide, which honestly might be the best advice for the situation.
That's really like the advice Sean and I want you to walk out of this place with. Right. Just kill yourself. Yeah.
Just kill yourself. Hope we've been helpful here.
Your corpse will look beautiful.
Yeah, and your head can fit in a baby coffin.
Let's build something together.
And scene. All right, guys. Were there any other...
Yeah, we have like 2 minutes left. I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hands up. Right. Hands up. Audience participation.
Clock's ticking. Go.
Other locksmiths, when you guys hang out, are they also professional comedians?
No, they're just old locksmiths that live off the land.
What is the locksmith land? What is the land?
You know, like they in between jobs will
they're,
shoot.
They're Luddite locksmiths. Is that what they are?
They are just prepared. If I've heard the words grid go down a lot, we'll put it that way.
Basically, there's a whole community of locksmiths in the DC area who are survivalists, and they have like caches.
I have a fellow locksmith and a fellow door guy, and they both have bumper.
Wait. What's the difference between a locksmith and a door guy?
It's in the name, fucking master degree. The door guy does doors. All right. Someone had a vaccine as a kid. All right.
I beat you a dude.
Yeah. Fucking genius crown, John. Right. Yeah, I've got my dude that does my door installs for me because I don't screw with that stuff.
Why is it too technical?
It's a lot. Like, to actually replace a door, the amount of demo in actually replacing a door frame is insane. Did you know that most door frames are like concrete that was poured as the building is being made?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so these guys have to like pull out
the frame.
I've
been schooled.
And then jackhammer it to pieces. I had to watch that get done 2 weeks ago when it was freezing, and I just was on site watching people work for me.
Would you recommend demolishing the whole entire front of the home or just change the lock under the door?
Lock. Lock, but only if someone's living in your walls and you have to lock them in.
Yeah. What was that?
I was biased. He's a locksmith.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Khadija,
yeah.
Would you like to join up front? No, fine. Just sipping your Miller Lite in peace.
Like. Yeah, I think that brings us to the end of this show.
Okay, so are we going to... Are we...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
I have one more. What sort of footwear was she going crazy
in? Oh, she was in her late 40s or early 50s. The sun can be unkind.
Footwear?
Manila
Blahniks, right?
Yes.
Jimmy Choo's?
Two enema bags. Stitched together with rubber bands. All right, guys.
Where can we be the podcast?
Yeah, everyone who made it this far. Well, I've got bad news on that front. You're going to need to get a vaccination real fast. No, you can find the podcast. Every episode's uploaded to inpapasbasement.com. Right. You can find it by searching Papa's Basement on iTunes. You have, Khadija, you have your dying iPhone, but while it's still holding together, it's cracked. Mm-hmm. But you said you wanted
should
it
have vaccinated
die.
It, Khadija. Sorry
yeah,
about
exactly.
That.
And now you can't even bring it around for
that's,
Christmas.
That's right.
Because no one wants to hear from it.
That's right.
So, yeah, Papa's Basement on iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher, which I think is the Droid podcast.
I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still a thing, yeah. I don't associate with the droidies, so yeah. Try to stay away.
And we're also going to have a page on the Unified Scene Theater's website that's going to include the podcast as well. So something great. You should be able to see it on both sides.
So. Sean, if please do mention everything they can learn here at the theater.
Oh, sure.
One more time. Bread making, first of all.
Do I get some? Yeah, bread making.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Don't open until the 25th.
We offer classes in improvisational comedy here. John has taken a couple of them. Matt has taken a couple of them as well. He was helping out tonight. We also offer classes in storytelling. We offer classes in... we had a four-week stand-up comedy. Sort of, it wasn't a class. It was sort of a consortium in which we all worked together to help each other's acts. And we actually had a show a couple weeks ago. So we're going to be... A week from tonight, we're going to be ramping that up in...
Doing the hell out of it.
We were standing room only in this space.
It's great because it's like the DC Improv's 5 minutes to funny.
Yeah.
Except it doesn't cost you $300.
It doesn't cost a fucking
to
thing.
To realize...
Right.
That so, you're all talk about doing stand-up, and once you do it, once it's out of your system, and you never want to do it again.
Wait. You got arrested outside the DC Improv. You've been right, thrown out of Showtime and arrested outside the DC Improv. By the way, that's where I started out. I actually taught improv classes for 14 years at the DC Improv.
Can't even tell you.
So I was probably inside when you got arrested.
I wasn't there for an improv class. Uh-huh. Class. There was a comedian. I think he worked on like Nurse Jackie or something.
Yeah.
But he was making all these jokes that just weren't funny. So uh-huh. I felt like it was my obligation to
have the difficult conversation, right?
Truth
have that
power.
Difficult conversation.
Yeah. Like if you are a true comedian, and I'm not a comedian, I'm not judging, but like have a response for me or be able to handle me.
Yeah.
But he resolved it with having me kicked out of the club. And handcuffed.
And vaccinated.
And thrown into the police threw me in the police car. Fuck the police.
Fuck the police. Fuck them.
He couldn't handle what I was saying. Which I don't remember what I was saying because I was blackout drunk.
That's still no reason. Exactly, right. Thank you very much.
All
right. That was one of the... You can walk in here free any fucking time you want.
I'm going to go to bed knowing
we charge money for shows on the weekend. You get free admission.
I'm going to bed knowing I'll never say anything that fucking funny.
Yeah, I know,
so, all right, everyone.
Thank you all for spending time with us. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Did you
Die Hard?
Yeah.
Die Hard, the greatest Hanukkah movie ever, is playing a couple doors down at Boundary. So I'm going to give them a shout out. Thanks again. Thank you very much. Thank you.